USA Radio News.
One gunman opened fire at a Houston area high school today, killing at least 8 people, many of them students. Police also do have a person of interest in custody. Earlier today, we heard from President Donald Trump.
My administration is determined to do everything in our power to protect our students, secure our schools, and to keep weapons out of the hands of those who pose a threat to themselves and to others.
Bob Strong is a former Department of Justice special agent. He talks about what is happening now since the shooter is in custody.
First of all, they're going to try to find out whether or not anyone else is currently involved. That's the first priority. So they're talking to him about who he has spoken with. Is anyone else involved? Are there any more weapons, any more co-conspirators? That's the urgent issue. And at the same time, they're combing his social media. They're looking through his personal computer.
This is USA Radio News.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now. Now at 800-400-LUNG, we'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Continuing our top story today, at least 8 people are dead following a high school shooting in Santa Fe, Texas. This student describes the scene earlier today.
I heard that my friend got shot in the art hole, and as soon as the alarms went off, everybody just started running outside, and next thing you know, everybody looks, and you hear boom, 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 and I just ran as fast as I could to the nearest forest so I could hide, and I called my mom.
We also hear from a boy who was able to escape the scene as well.
He saw the kid walking down the hall, and he looked suspicious and whatnot, like he said he had a gun or something, so he ran. He went down the hall, like walking, you know, casually, didn't want him to know, and then he pulled the fire alarm, so we all went outside, and then we heard 3 shots, so, you know, I grabbed her, we're all running, so I ran towards the trees, because I didn't want to be in sight of whoever, you know, was shooting, and then I called her, my mom, and then I saw 4 more shots, or I heard 4 more shots, and then we ran to this car wash over here.
This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The United States reportedly canceled B-52 bomber exercises with South Korea amid threats from North Korea. This news comes amid threats that the North Koreans would pull out of the summit that is supposed to be taking place next month between President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Congressman Ron DeSantis of Florida, he's a Republican, he says exactly what's at stake here.
Denuclearizing the Korean Peninsula would be a major accomplishment that would do so much to enhance the security of not only that region, but the world. Remember, Maria, North Korea was the one that was helping Syria build the reactor that the Israelis took out in 2006. North Koreans have been in Iran. And so getting rid of their nuclear program 100% would be a big deal. And if that can be done and verified up front, to then provide some economic concessions, I think would be a fair trade. And I have confidence, you know, the president knows he doesn't want a bad deal. Reagan at Reykjavik in 86, he walked out on Gorbachev because it just wasn't there. And I think Donald Trump's of the same mind. He has a chance to secure history here, but he's not desperate for a deal. And if the North Koreans are going to play their same old games and not understand that this president's different and this time is different, then Donald Trump will tell them to go fly a kite.
That audio courtesy of Fox Business. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.